Liam Dan is with us this evening from the New Zealand Herald. And Liam, we wanted to take a closer look this evening in your role as NZ Herald business editor, the role migration is playing in New Zealand's economic recovery, for want of a better term, at the moment, because there has been a lot of commentary over the last year or 18 months or so that New Zealand had become a particularly unfriendly place for migrants. And whereas in the past we'd been seen as quite a lucrative place or quite a welcoming place for many migrants, that our reputation had perhaps been trashed compared to some other countries. Now, you've been going over the numbers, looking at those numbers for March in particular. How are we stacking up against the rest of the world?
Yeah, it's turned really, really fast. So, I was like beating up the government a bit too. I mean, we were listening to businesses. There was a really intense labour shortage, obviously, and that felt like it was fueling inflation. But yeah, it's turned around radically. I'm not now convinced that it's just because the government tweaked some settings. I think there's something bigger going on around the world. But we're actually running at a rate, and you know, this is Westpac's Michael Gordon, who I've talked to a bit about this, who first realised it. But if we annualise what we're running at over the last 4 or 5 months, we're looking at more than 100,000 net migration gain. So population gain for the year.
Yeah,
we've never seen that before, ever. I mean, not even in the wake of COVID or in the John Key years.
Well, I remember in the John Key years, wasn't it sitting at about 60?
Got up to maybe near 70. I mean, admittedly, it's cumulative. So, you know, over a long number of years, you get quite an effect on society. But, you know, trying to find that balance, you know, we don't want to get back to the situation where we aren't keeping up with housing and all that sort of stuff. We did want to open things up to get business humming. You know, whether this lasts, there's a lot of debate about that, whether this lasts or whether it is a sort of a pent-up demand thing. Either way, it's going to have a short-term impact, which is that it is going to boost the economy. It's very hard to engineer a recession when you're getting that kind of population growth, because the people have to have somewhere to live. They're going to spend money in the economy.
It just drives demand, right?
It's very simple in that respect. So, and I was thinking about this and talking about it a little bit before we went on air there. It really complicates immigration as the sort of political football that it used to be, doesn't it? It used to be, quite a conservative thing to be anti-migration. Yep. Then we've had business, and around the world this is happening, because of the demographics of baby boomers retiring, we have, you know, a shortfall in our workforces. And so the developed world, you know, we talk a lot about competing with Canada and Australia and the UK and so on for workers. It is absolutely going to be like that for the next 10 years, I'd say.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? You go back to the John Key years and think about how that played out politically. And, you know, going into, say, 2017, like 2016, 2017, net migration is around 60, almost up to 70,000. And Labour took a really strong position against it at the time, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, the dynamics have totally changed since. But the problem with changing immigration settings is that it's like turning a container ship, right?
Yeah,
like you can change the settings and you only really see the effects, you know, 6 months down the track. What does this mean for the labour shortage going forward, do you think?
Well, I think in concert with sort of in the economy, you know, slowing down at a core level because of interest rates, we are going to see, some resolution to the labour shortage. But I just it kind of makes the Reserve Bank's job more difficult. They've looked through it, so that puts them a little bit at odds with Westpac's view. Treasury and the Reserve Bank have looked through this and they see it sort of coming off a peak, and they think that means we don't need to have the OCR going up higher. But there are risks there that it overeggs the economy. So I guess it's a case of being careful what you wish for.
Yeah, and when you're speaking of demand, it's in every part of the economy, including in housing, right?
Well, housing's the immediate one because, you know, obviously people come here, they've got to live somewhere. There are other parts of the economy where it will have less direct impact, you know, like, so we will have workers coming into industries like aged care. They won't be aged themselves because it's a young demographic, the people who are migrating. But huge influence on New Zealand society. And what I've done, I've looked back across the last 30 years or so, across the last we tend to go from boom to bust in this country, and that is, as with so many of our sort of economic issues, part of the problem that we don't really plan well and sort of stay on a fairly steady track with our migration plan.
Thank you, Liam.
Good
Great
stuff.
To chat as always. That
Cheers,
is our New Zealand Herald business editor at large, Liam Dan. You'll be able to read his analysis in the New Zealand Herald when it goes up first thing tomorrow morning, nzherald.co.nz.
For more from Heather Duplessy Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.